I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Astrology has been a part of day-to-day life in Myanmar since just about forever. You know the country also as Burma, and many Burmese are still consulting astrologers today as the country continues to undergo dramatic political and social changes. Nina Patak reports from Yangon on how these big changes are affecting, or not, what people talk about with their astrologers.
Juju Tay removes her sandals and walks upstairs to her astrologer's apartment. She touches her forehead to the hardwood floor, then asks for advice. Juju Tay says her son is a sailor. He had a contract to work on a large ship off the coast of Malaysia, but he wasn't able to make it to the ship in time, so he lost his job.
And now he needs to get a new job in a new company, so it's very competitive. So I want him to get the job, so I want this monk to help me.
Asking an astrologer for advice goes back over 1,000 years in Myanmar. Some Burmese go weekly, others just visit occasionally when they need some guidance or before milestone events, like buying a home, picking a spouse, or naming a child. There's even an astrology radio program that people listen to for entertainment or advice. Despite the country's dramatic social and political changes over the past few years, the way people approach astrology seems like a constant. Astrologer U Zen Pupa says people don't come to him with political concerns. His visitors, like Juju Tay, ask about their families and everyday life. U Zen Pupa chants as a part of his practice, then invites Juju Tay to come back later after he's had time to meditate.
There are times that come to my mind about that person and what is going to happen in his future. It just comes to me, but to reach that point, I need to go through lots of meditation practice. I really need to let my inner self speak, let my enlightenment speak, so that I can help other people.
After meditating, he'll have some feedback on Juju Tay's son and his job situation. Juju Wei is Juju Tay's sister. She has her own astrologer. We take a cab to see him. Juju Wei told me in the cab that she noticed changes in the country after it adopted its own kind of democracy under President Thein Sein. She liked seeing more tourism and foreign investment, for instance, but she didn't think so much political and cultural change would influence how Burmese view astrologers.
As working class or middle class, I don't see the changes inside the country affect me in my personal life or in my family. I don't really believe the astrologer could sort out the country problem, because astrology is so much based on your day of birth, month of birth, and it's very, very personal. So I don't think astrology can cover so many people at the same time.
This astrologer, Mo Tik Kai, blends Buddhist practice with Western styles of fortune telling, like tarot. With Myanmar changing as it opens up to the rest of the world, Mo Tik Kai wonders whether his clients' personal questions will begin to reflect the dramatic political changes in the country. Maybe after 10 or 15 years, he says. But right now, astrology remains personal, not political. For The World, I'm Nina Patak, Yangon, Myanmar.
Nina's report is part of a partnership between Global Post and the Open Hands Initiative focused on telling the stories of a changing Myanmar.